How to speak calmly when emotions run high. We've all been there. Your heart races, your face flushes, and suddenly words tumble out that you later regret. Whether it's during a heated argument with a loved one, a tense meeting at work, or a frustrating phone call with customer service, our ability to communicate effectively often abandons us precisely when we need it most. In moments when emotions run high, the skill of speaking calmly becomes not just valuable but essential for preserving relationships, making sound decisions, and protecting our own well-being. The challenge lies in the fundamental contradiction: how do we remain measured and thoughtful when our biology is triggering an emotional storm? The reality is that speaking calmly during emotional moments isn't just a nice communication skill, it's a crucial life competency that can be cultivated from childhood through adulthood. When we master this skill, we transform potential conflict into connection, prevent regrettable exchanges, and build reputations as trustworthy communicators even under pressure. However, achieving this balance requires more than simply telling yourself to calm down. It demands understanding the science behind emotional reactions and developing practical strategies to override our instinctual responses. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore evidence-based approaches to maintaining composure when emotions threaten to overwhelm our rational thinking. You'll learn why your brain reacts the way it does, how to recognize your emotional triggers before they hijack your speech, and specific techniques to ensure your communication remains effective even when feelings are intense. Whether you're navigating workplace conflicts, family disagreements, or any high-stakes conversation, these strategies will help you speak from a place of thoughtful control rather than reactive emotion. Understanding the science of emotional speech. Before we can effectively manage our communication during emotional moments, we need to understand what's happening in our brains and bodies. When emotions run high, our sympathetic nervous system, the fight, flight, or freeze response, activates almost instantaneously. This biological reaction evolved to protect us from physical threats by preparing our bodies to respond quickly to danger. The amygdala, often called our brain's emotional command center, triggers the release of stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, increasing our heart rate, speeding up our breathing, and redirecting blood flow away from our prefrontal cortex, the brain's center for rational thinking, toward our muscles. This physiological response explains why it's so difficult to think clearly and speak calmly when emotions take over. Our brain is literally prioritizing survival over thoughtful communication. Research in neuroscience has revealed that this emotional hijacking can happen in less than 200 milliseconds, far faster than our conscious mind can intervene. During this state, several changes affect our speech patterns. Our vocal pitch often rises, our speech rate accelerates, our pronunciation becomes less clear, and we're more likely to use absolutist language, you always or you never. We also become more susceptible to cognitive distortions such as mind reading, assuming we know what others are thinking, and catastrophizing, imagining the worst possible outcomes. Understanding these automatic responses is the first step toward managing them effectively. The good news is that while our initial emotional reactions may be automatic, we can develop what psychologists call the observing self, the part of our consciousness that can notice our emotional state without being completely consumed by it. This capacity for emotional awareness creates a crucial pause between stimulus and response, giving us the opportunity to choose our communication approach rather than being driven purely by emotion. Neuroscience confirms that regular practice of certain techniques can actually strengthen the neural pathways between our emotional centers and our rational brain, making calm communication during emotional situations progressively easier over time. Immediate strategies for maintaining composure. When you feel emotions beginning to escalate during a conversation, these immediate techniques can help you regain your composure and continue communicating effectively. 1. The physiological reset. Since your body's stress response directly impacts your ability to communicate calmly, addressing the physical symptoms first can be remarkably effective. The simplest approach is what some experts call tactical breathing, or the 4-7-8 technique. Inhale slowly for 4 seconds, hold for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. This pattern activates your parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest response, counteracting the adrenaline surge and helping to restore cognitive function. Even taking just 3 deliberate breaths can significantly reduce emotional intensity. Many people who struggle with speaking calmly when highly infuriated find this breathing technique transformative. Physical grounding techniques can also help. Feel your feet firmly on the floor, notice the sensation of your hands against a surface, or take a sip of cold water, bringing your attention back to the present moment and away from escalating emotions. 2. The pause principle. When emotions run high, one of the most powerful tools at your disposal is the strategic pause. Unlike a hesitation born of uncertainty, an intentional pause communicates thoughtfulness and self-control. Before responding to something triggering, explicitly give yourself permission to pause. You might say, I want to consider that carefully, or let me think about the best way to express this. This not only gives you time to regulate your emotions but also models measured communication for others in the conversation. As demonstrated in this helpful video on emotional regulation during conversations, the pause principle allows your prefrontal cortex to re-engage, enabling more rational and constructive communication. 3. The language shift. The words we choose can either inflame or calm emotional situations. During heightened emotions, our language tends to become more absolutist, accusatory, and extreme. Consciously shifting your language patterns can help maintain calmer communication. Replace absolutes, you always, you never, with specific observations about the current situation. Transform accusations, you made me feel, into personal experience statements, when that happened, I felt. Swap catastrophic language, this is disastrous, for more measured assessments, this is challenging. Experts in emotional communication emphasize that this linguistic shift not only affects how others receive your message but actually helps regulate your own emotional state, creating a positive feedback loop that promotes continued calm. Strategic communication approaches during emotional exchanges. Beyond immediate self-regulation techniques, certain communication strategies can help you navigate emotionally charged conversations more effectively. 1. The validation before solution approach. A common mistake when emotions are high is rushing to solutions or counter-arguments before acknowledging the emotional reality of the situation. This approach often escalates tension because it signals that you are not truly listening. Instead, begin with validation, explicitly recognizing the emotions present in the conversation, both yours and others. Phrases like "I can see this is really important to you" or "I understand why you might feel that way" help create emotional safety. Only after this validation should you move toward problem solving or presenting alternative perspectives. Leaders who master this approach build stronger trust with their teams, especially during challenging situations. Remember that validation doesn't necessarily mean agreement, it simply acknowledges the legitimacy of emotional experiences. 2. The curiosity method. When emotions run high, we tend to make assumptions about others' intentions, meanings, and motivations, usually assuming the worst. Cultivating genuine curiosity can counteract this tendency and de-escalate tense interactions. Instead of defending or attacking, shift to asking open-ended questions: can you help me understand your perspective better? Or what would an ideal resolution look like to you? This approach accomplishes several things simultaneously: it gives you time to regulate your own emotions, provides additional information that might change your understanding of the situation, and demonstrates respect for the other person. The art of asking effective questions during tense conversations is a distinguishing trait of exceptional communicators. 3. The metacommunication technique. Sometimes, the most effective way to handle a conversation where emotions are threatening to overwhelm productive dialogue is to step back and communicate about the communication itself. This metacommunication might sound like, "I notice we're both getting frustrated. I'd like us to find a way to discuss this that feels productive for both of us." Or, "I'm finding it difficult to express myself clearly right now because I'm feeling defensive. Could we take a short break and return to this conversation in 15 minutes?" This technique acknowledges the emotional reality while simultaneously recommitting to constructive interaction. By bringing the emotional dynamics into explicit awareness, you create an opportunity to reset the conversation rather than allowing it to spiral. Effective communicators often employ this meta-level awareness to navigate complex emotional territories. Context-specific applications. Different environments present unique challenges for maintaining calm communication. Here's how to apply these principles in specific contexts. In workplace settings, professional environments often add layers of complexity to emotional communication, including power dynamics, career consequences, and the need to maintain professional relationships despite disagreements. When emotions threaten to overwhelm workplace interactions, structure becomes your ally. Consider using the SPAR technique: situation, background, assessment, recommendation, to organize your thoughts before speaking, especially when delivering difficult news or addressing sensitive issues. This framework helps maintain clarity and professionalism even when emotions are strong. Additionally, knowing your workplace triggers in advance can help you prepare for challenging conversations. If you know budget discussions or performance feedback sessions tend to activate your emotional responses, you can mentally rehearse calming techniques beforehand. Leaders who model calm communication during workplace tensions build stronger team resilience and loyalty. In personal relationships, the stakes feel highest in our closest relationships, making calm communication both more important and more challenging. With family members and intimate partners, our emotional buttons are well established and easily triggered. The timeout technique can be particularly valuable in these contexts, but it must be used properly. Instead of storming off, which can escalate tension, clearly communicate your need for a temporary pause. "I care about resolving this, but I need 20 minutes to collect my thoughts so I can communicate more effectively." Then, crucially, return to the conversation as promised. In long-term relationships, you can establish code words or signals that either person can use to indicate they need a communication reset, creating a shared language around emotional regulation. Remember that in close relationships, nonverbal cues, your facial expressions, tone, and body language often communicate more powerfully than your words, so managing these aspects of communication becomes especially important. In conflict situations, direct conflicts represent the ultimate test of calm communication skills. During conflicts, the LUVR method offers a structured approach: listen fully without planning your response, understand by summarizing what you've heard, validate the emotions present, even if you disagree with the content, and then respond thoughtfully. This sequence helps prevent the escalation cycle where each person feels increasingly unheard and responds with mounting emotional intensity. Another powerful technique is the third position exercise, mentally stepping outside the interaction to observe it as a neutral third party would. Ask yourself, how would this interaction appear to someone who cares about both of us? This perspective shift can help restore objectivity when emotions have created tunnel vision. Words and phrases to avoid when emotions run high. Even with the best intentions, certain language choices can instantly escalate emotional situations. Avoiding these communication landmines is crucial when navigating sensitive conversations. First, eliminate accusatory you statements that assign blame and trigger defensiveness. "You always interrupt me" becomes "I haven't had a chance to finish my thought yet." Second, remove dismissive language that invalidates emotions. Phrases like "calm down," "you're overreacting," or "it's not that big a deal" almost invariably intensify negative feelings rather than reducing them. Third, avoid absolute terms such as "always," "never," "everyone," or "no one." These generalizations invite counterexamples rather than understanding. Fourth, eliminate threatening language or ultimatums which create power struggles rather than collaboration. Finally, remove sarcasm and contemptuous phrasing, which relationship researcher John Gottman identifies as particularly destructive forms of communication. Instead, adopt language that creates safety and openness, I statements that take responsibility for your experience, tentative phrasing that leaves room for alternative perspectives, "from my viewpoint" or "it seems to me," invitation language that encourages participation rather than demanding it, and affirmative expressions that acknowledge the possibility of positive resolution. These linguistic choices create an environment where emotions can be expressed and addressed constructively rather than escalating into unproductive conflict. Long-term practices for emotional communication mastery. While the techniques we've explored can help in immediate situations, developing true mastery of calm communication during emotional moments requires consistent practice and development of certain mental habits. Regular emotional awareness practice. Emotional regulation begins with emotional awareness. You can't manage what you don't notice. Develop the habit of checking in with your emotional state throughout the day, particularly before important conversations. Simple practices like the RAIN technique: recognize the emotion, allow it to be present, investigate its physical sensations and thoughts with curiosity, non-identify by remembering you are not your emotions, can strengthen your emotional awareness muscle. Many people find that maintaining an emotion journal, where they track emotional responses and triggers, helps develop pattern recognition that allows earlier intervention before emotions escalate to speech-altering levels. Stress inoculation training. This evidence-based approach involves gradually exposing yourself to increasingly challenging communication scenarios in controlled settings, developing your capacity to maintain composure under pressure. You might begin by practicing calm responses to mildly triggering statements with a trusted friend, then progressively work toward maintaining composure in more emotionally charged scenarios. Professional settings like Toastmasters or communication workshops provide structured environments to develop these skills. Additionally, mentally rehearsing difficult conversations in advance, actually visualizing yourself responding calmly and constructively to potential triggers, creates neural pathways that make composed responses more accessible during real encounters. Mindfulness and present moment awareness. Regular mindfulness practice strengthens the neural connections between your prefrontal cortex, rational thinking, and your amygdala, emotional responses, creating greater capacity for emotional regulation during challenging interactions. Even 5 minutes daily of focused attention on your breath or bodily sensations builds this capacity over time. The goal isn't to eliminate emotions but to create space between feeling and response, what psychologists call the stimulus-response gap. This space is where choice lives, allowing you to select effective communication strategies rather than reacting automatically. Research indicates that consistent mindfulness practitioners demonstrate measurably improved communication during emotionally charged situations. Conclusion. Speaking calmly when emotions run high isn't a fixed trait that some people naturally possess and others lack. It's a skill that anyone can develop through understanding, practice, and commitment. The techniques we've explored provide a roadmap for this development: immediate physiological regulation strategies to reset your nervous system, thoughtful communication approaches to navigate emotional conversations effectively, context-specific applications for different life situations, language choices that de-escalate rather than intensify emotions, and long-term practices to build your emotional communication capacity over time. Remember that perfection isn't the goal. Even the most skilled communicators occasionally find themselves overwhelmed by emotion. The difference is in how quickly they can recognize what's happening and implement recovery strategies. Each emotional conversation becomes an opportunity to practice and refine these skills, gradually building your reputation as someone who can maintain thoughtful, productive communication even under pressure. As you continue developing these abilities, you'll likely notice benefits extending far beyond the conversations themselves: reduced stress levels, improved relationships, better decision-making, and a stronger sense of agency in emotional situations. By mastering the art of speaking calmly when emotions run high, you transform potential moments of disconnection into opportunities for deeper understanding and more authentic connection.